Mandy.
Katie.
Is my hair blonder? Is it bigger? Is it teased higher? Has my chest grown?
Listen.
I feel like it should have, but it didn't.
For those of you who may have forgotten or didn't listen because the audio went out and you gave up, Katie's been at Dollywood. We're
Look,
not that weird.
short blonde girls, short strong women for the win.
Amen.
Let me tell you.
Amen.
Look, I did say last week that that dance party was my worst nightmare. Turns out it was everybody else's worst nightmare too. So we didn't go to the dance party. We saw the dance party, but we did not go to the dance party.
I kind of wanted you to go to the dance party because I really kind of wanted to know. Really want a video from the dance party is what I want.
I saw it. It was interesting. I saw it actually. I saw it as I was upside down on a roller coaster.
Well, I thought maybe the best way to observe it, as long as you weren't
Look,
stuck.
no, was not stuck.
Have you seen the videos of those people
Yeah.
that got stuck upside
There
down
were
for
people
30
that,
minutes?
there were people that got stuck my day, and we avoided those rides.
Listen.
Let me tell you, we had a great day. So, first of all, let me just say this is a group of clergy women, so that let loose on Dollywood and Pigeon Forge, and
Look out.
we had the best time. The best time. We
Good.
laughed so much, and we just and look, I have not ridden a roller coaster in 25 years. We just were not Six Flags people. We did not ride things. We went to the fair, but that's not the same thing.
Right.
The Tilt-A-Whirl ain't got nothing on the Screaming Eagle.
Gravitron.
Let me tell you, I had so much fun. And it was the thrill, but it was the release of all the things. It was just great. Like you can do nothing but enjoy the seat that you're sitting in.
Did you have any, like, did you get dizzy? Did you get nauseated in a way that you didn't when you were younger?
No, I was great.
That's
We
a
had
lot
so
of
much
people,
fun.
and I guess most of them have had kids, maybe. Maybe there
Maybe.
really is something to that. But I know a lot of people who are like, oh, I can't spin anymore.
We were upside down. I didn't, what I didn't like was the drop offs, like the
Yeah, that's always
severe drop
terrible.
offs. So the one that I was most nervous about was the Screaming Eagle because it was the tallest one in the whole place. So that drop was legit. And we did it at night in the dark. So
That's
it
not.
was the, I mean, it reminded me of a combination of Scott. This is going to sound weird. Look, but most
Okay,
things
we are
actually sound
weird.
weird. It reminded me of a weird combination of skydiving, which I loved, and skiing and tubing at the lake because of the motion of the back and forth and the thrill of the falling. And it was just like, why have I not been doing this? It was so much fun. Like, I'm not going to get a season pass to Six Flags.
Because it requires a lot of peopling.
It does. That was the problem. So the first part of the day, there were 6,000, you heard me, 6,000 teenagers and their youth sponsors from
Bye.
churches all over.
Bye.
And they
Bye.
were Baptist churches, of course. So the clergy women were very tempted to try to convert. But they all had these Arise t-shirts on and they were everywhere. And let me tell you, teenagers are not spatially aware.
God, it's the
And apparently, if you are a youth sponsor of a teenager, you are also not spatially
worst.
aware.
Yeah, they're just in it. They don't realize.
They don't. And so the best part of the day was, so they closed their eyes at the beginning of the day a little bit because there was lightning about 10 miles away. So we did other stuff. One thing I'll talk about in a minute. I have a new talent that I watch someone do, and I think I can do. Just wait.
We're
Just wait.
shocked to hear that.
Just wait. And so we did some, like touristy kind of things during that time. And we had a nice lunch, and we got our cinnamon bread, which Dollywood's famous for, which we never actually ate, so I've got it here, so I'll try it this week. We got, just did stuff like that. And then we decided in the hottest part of the day, we were going to go back to the condo, and we were just going to rest and wash the sweat off because it was very hot. And at that same time, all of the 6,000 children were leaving. So the park got to rest while we were resting. And when we got back, like there was hardly anybody there. We had some of the places like zero wait time where they had been an hour and a half before. So we rode back to back to back to back to back to back roller coasters. And it was so much fun. And at night,
Good.
it's really pretty, and it's a whole different vibe at night. It was cool, but we had a ball. We had a ball. I didn't think I was gonna have a ball. I knew I would love being with my people, but I didn't think I was gonna like it as much as I did.
I love a roller coaster. It's just the peopling and the heat.
Yes. So we decided maybe to try to, there's got to be a tracker somewhere. Because Dollywood was great. We loved actual Dollywood versus Disney or Six Flags. So we would definitely go back to Dollywood. But there's got to be a tracker of like when is the low volume time.
And I'm just gonna give you a warning here. We see those people who love Disney World so much that it becomes their identity.
Oh, yeah, not gonna. No, that's not. No.
Let's not
No.
have Dollywood.
No.
Like going to Dollywood once every,
Year, maybe every year.
that's a
As
lot, Katie.
only
That's
be well,
a lot.
only because we get money from a grant.
That makes you have to go to Dollywood?
We had to pick an activity.
Okay, listen, stop.
Roller
Just
coasters.
full stop. Full stop.
Roller coasters, that's our activity.
Oh, roller coasters is the activity.
Roller coasters is the
I'm
activity.
still gonna encourage you. But
Well, it's better than Six Flags. The other options are Six Flags, Wild Adventures, Disney. We don't want to
oh,
do
many more. There's
where?
Cedar Point.
Okay.
Cedar Point. There is, you could compare Disney World and Disneyland. There
Well,
are
we're not given tons of money.
Hershey's. Hershey's.
So we'll see. But we loved it. Also, one of the girls' family has a timeshare there. So
Okay.
we were able to get a
That
good
helps save
deal.
the
So
grant money.
we're trying to save the grant money.
Okay.
I did not buy any Dolly merch. I'm not a merch girl kind of thing. So I didn't like any of the
Well,
Dolly t-shirts.
we took Will to Disney World a couple of years when he was younger. And when you're there, it's like you get in the zone and it's like, oh, this is so fun and
Yeah.
it's great and I want to come back. And then you like leave and you're like, wait, there's a whole world. So I
Yeah.
just didn't want you to fall into
Oh,
the
no.
we're gonna make
The
Dollywood
roller
our new
coasters.
destination.
Yeah, no. The roller coasters were our favorite part of it. I mean, it was so much fun. We had a ball. We were
Okay.
literally like running from coaster to coaster at the end of the day, like trying to get one more ride in.
Good.
Great.
Good. You should.
So we did that. But the thing that I saw, and this was nice because it was in an air conditioned theater in the heat of the day. They have, I swear to all that is holy, they have a bubble show. This girl, who's precious, and her uncle, who's a little sketch, get out there and blow bubbles. Like, big, giant, multiple. They put people inside a bubble. It's fabulous. They had smoke bubbles. She had a fog machine. She was putting bubbles inside bubbles. I feel like I can do that.
I'm glad you've escaped the
I
coming
It's
of the cult
we were
that has been trying to
So the joke was that we were going to go back to, so we have once a year, we have a giant retreat with all of these groups of clergy people together. And then we were going to go back and, as a joke, put on a bubble show
I'm
for
glad we
everybody
could. I'm glad we could schedule this recording immediately so that I could immediately begin the process. What's it called? Where you get somebody to escape from a cult? You've lost your damn mind. You're talking to me about a bubble show. It's the best thing that's ever happened.
Look, when it's 185 degrees outside and you get to go sit, I don't care what they put in front of me. It was
You
great.
sat down and in the notes for the podcast this week,
Yep.
wanted to spend a significant amount of time talking about bubbles.
Bubble.
Okay, listen,
Oh, God.
it's gonna be a transition, y'all, but don't worry, we're gonna make it back to reality.
Oh, it was fun. It was fun. It was a good day.
Had
The
some
roller
feather
coasters were
for
the
a minute,
highlight.
but we're gonna be all right.
The rest of it was a hoot and a half, but Lord help. So the other thing that happened was I got the best line. So occasionally I have friends that give me either words or line. I'm crying laughing, by the way. I have to wipe my face off. They give me lines to put in sermons, right? Like
Yeah.
to see if I can work it in. Well, we were on the tram going back to our car, and there was this really cute little couple, and she was tiny, and he was an army vet, I think. But you could tell she's the one that it didn't matter how many years he served in the army, she wore those pants, and she told him exactly what to do. And so we were talking to him, and I was like, "You're fierce." And he said, "Hold on, I got to get the quote right because it's hilarious." He said, "She's like the third monkey on the ramp of the ark, and it's about to start raining." Fighting her.
There you go.
So that's what I got to work into my sermon. Was that? She's the third. Hold on, preacher. Fighting like she fights like the third monkey on the ramp to the ark, and it started raining. So,
She doesn't
elbowing one and two out of the way.
takes no prisoners.
No prisoners, no prisoners. So anyway, it was a fun weekend or week.
Good.
We've had a lot of laughs, a lot of good food. Don't be shocked, everything is fried in Tennessee and at Dollywood.
Well, Dollywood.
Yeah. But it was great. It was great. It was a good little break. So I've come back to several fires I got to put out, but that's all right.
It's fine.
It was worth it.
Okay, well, good.
How about you?
I've just been sitting right here watching the crazy people
Yeah.
out my window, watching some baseball. We are officially at, it's actually longer than halfway, but what's symbolically the halfway point of the baseball season. We got the All-Star break this week. They had the Home Run Derby on Monday, and my favorite part was watching little Charlie Freeman, Freddie's oldest son,
Oh, I saw that.
who's he they had like one of the press things they had, one of the photo op things they had, is they put all the players on a mechanical bull.
Oh,
And
God.
so of course Freddie got Charlie up there with him when he was on it. And so just adorable. Of course they didn't actually make the bull go, because if they threw these players off the bull and injured them, then they'd be toast.
Yeah.
It was in Arlington, Texas. So they were, had like a saloon with a mechanical bull, and they, you know.
Yeah.
But anyway, that was real cute. And then, but at the Home Run Derby, Teoscar Hernandez, who actually ended up winning the Derby, he plays with the Dodgers. Charlie was one of his towel boys, and it was just the cutest thing, because Freddie was sitting over on the side with the twins, who were younger. And so Charlie was just like standing there with Shohei Ohtani, hanging with
Just
Shohei
chilling.
Ohtani and Tyler Glasnow, and handing Teoscar his towel, because that's just what Charlie does. He's just
That's what normal life is for
cutest.
him.
Yeah, just the cutest thing. So that was my favorite part for sure. And then the game was fine, whatever, whatever. And then the draft. Most exciting part of the draft was a Vandy boy who is also a Georgia boy,
Yeah.
got drafted by the Braves. So,
Oh, good. So there'll be
yeah.
a Vandy Brave again.
Carter Holton. So that's good. He's already signed. So that's good. He was a really good pitcher his freshman year. He was like All American, I think. Like he was nailed. And
Yeah.
then he's had some injuries. So he didn't quite end up having the college career he anticipated.
Yeah.
But he's, I think there's a lot of potential there. So that's exciting. I think he's from, is Guyton near Savannah?
Yes.
Okay. I think he's from Guyton. He went to school. He actually went up to a school where one of my sorority sisters teaches. So I've been hearing about this kid since he was in high school. So
Yeah.
I'm really excited. Excited for that.
That's great.
But yeah, otherwise I'm just sort of, I've been marked safe from the Amazon Prime
I
sales.
bought way too much.
I didn't buy a damn thing.
I bought too much. So I put some stuff in my cart and I thought, well, if it's on sale, I'll get it. Like the stuff Meredith Hudgens suggests, like there were some cute dresses and things. And it was all on sale.
Yeah, I just
But it
I
adds up
probably
real
like
quick.
I keep probably $1,000 worth of stuff
Oh,
in my
yeah.
safe for later.
Yeah.
And there's, I don't know if you've ever noticed, like if you, and I hate the way they do it, but when you first log on, like if you first click on your cart, like for the first time in a day,
Yeah.
you see a little message at the top that says some items in your cart have changed. And if you click on that, it'll tell you if the
How
price has
much?
gone up or
Yeah.
down. But don't like review the whole list before you click on a specific item, because once you click on that specific item, you can't go back to the list.
Yeah.
So that's my pro tip. But anyway, so of course I looked in there to see what was on sale. And then I just ended up, I couldn't pull the trigger on anything. I was like, no. I did buy like three or four bras from the Nordstrom anniversary sale.
Oh, I love
Was not marked safe from the Nordstrom anniversary.
that.
But I was marked safe from Amazon Prime. Lord, what a racket that is.
I know. I know. I know. I know.
I mean, they're good
They're
deals
good
to
deals.
have,
I had
but
wanted another pair of Hey Dudes, so I got another pair of those. Those are great for walking around school. They're comfortable. So I got a new pair of those. You know, just some, I mean, nothing wild and crazy. But so back to the Home Run Derby, I do have a question. You may not want to talk about this, but do we need to talk about the anthem, the national
Well, I
anthem?
don't really want to talk about the anthem because she has come out and said she was drunk and she's gone into rehab.
So the only thing I'm going to say about it is that if you ever want to know what Katie sounds like when she's singing,
It's drunk Ingrid, whatever her
it's
name is.
that. I thought, I don't, I'd never heard of her, so I didn't know if she's being
I didn't
serious or
either.
not. But I thought that's what I sound like. I know that's what. So if Mandy ever wants to hear what Katie sounds like when she's singing, that's it.
My reaction
My
was,
hope is that she gets the help she
yes,
needs.
for sure.
Obviously. Obviously. We
Yeah.
hope that for her and pray for her.
Yeah, I did. It was bad, and I don't want to dog on her. Oh, but in talking about her own reactions, yeah, I get it's the same thing that happened at Birch's dad's funeral. Is I just have to look down and pretend I'm somewhere else. I
Yeah.
can't do it. I can't do it. In fact, everybody
What it
needs to go
sound like.
listen. Everybody needs to go listen to the latest Pablo Torre
Oh, I
podcast.
can't wait. Yeah.
It was so off the rails. The way I laughed out loud like three or four times, they were talking about it, and they were talking about it before it had been announced that before she announced that she was drunk and was going into rehab. They had an interesting, so somebody apparently that was in a band, like an emo band, did a TikTok and said from what he could tell about the situation is that she was being auto-tuned, which I did not know they could auto-tune you live, but
I
apparently
don't
they can.
know. Okay.
And so she was being auto-tuned, and that exacerbated,
I
like
can
that
see where that
was
would. Yep.
the part where it was like kind of scoopy screechy, that
Which
part
is,
of that
look,
could be attested to could be the fault of the auto tune, which I
I'm
thought
just
was.
gonna say, like, for my own self, like, I feel like I have talent now if I can do that without the aid of a I mean, I do that naturally. So,
That's not something you should be proud of, Katie. That's not talent.
I mean, y'all think I'm kidding. They turn my mic off when I sing in church.
No, I believe you.
That's what I sound like. So there you go. You're welcome.
But yeah, so that's all I have to say about that. I did the Braves posted yesterday. Yeah, they're hosting the All-Star game next year.
Oh, fun.
It'll be in Atlanta. And they did a Instagram post asking who should sing the national anthem. Jason Isbell, duh. Braves fan.
Duh. How, like,
they'll probably
that's
get
not
Morgan
hard
Wallen.
To even I know
I'll have
that.
to boycott freaking Morgan Wallen.
He'll be too drunk. If they don't want a repeat.
Right. That's a good point. Jason will not be drunk unless things have gone way off the rails.
I know, right? Oh, love
one day
it.
At a time, one day at a time. But yeah, other than that, I've just been, I did get out of the house and go meet Susie. So that was good. So,
oh, that's nice.
I did leave the house.
Love
but you
it.
know what happens when I leave the house is
you
I
get
encounter
angry.
people and they're, it's hot. And so
Yep.
I have some hot takes just in general.
I can't wait.
Perhaps necessitated by my being out in the world. The first is, and I think I've talked about this before in a different setting. I got behind a woman last night when I was driving home from choir practice. Her Auburn tag.
Oh, God.
Said4KD mom. So I'm assuming she has 4 Kappa Deltas.
I guess.
And I'm going to say, I really need you to find a different identity than your child's Greek affiliate.
Right. And put the cricket down.
What's the cricket?
It, like, that's how she had to make that and personalize it like that. Like,
they
no, don't.
It was issued by the state. It was her license plate.
Oh, her.
Paid for.
I thought, wait, what?
Yeah.
I thought you meant, like, she had a sticker on the back of her car, like those little people, four little KDs in a row. You mean
it was
she
an
paid
Auburn?
money.
It was an Auburn license plate that
I'm
said
sorry.
4KD.
Come on, people.
Listen, and just as a public service announcement to anybody who might have a child currently going through Rush, as the sister of a woman who has a child
yes.
currently going through Rush, like, it's going to be fine, y'all.
Yeah.
It is going, I don't care what it is.
Yeah. It's going to be fine.
It's going to be fine. It feels like a huge deal right now. It is really not. Anything can happen and it will be fine either way. I promise. I promise. And really, you should let them do this. You should not be telling them where to go and what to do. You should encourage them. You should give them information if you have it, but you have to let them make this decision. And this is a perfect time. This is what college is for. It is to put them in a safe environment where whatever decision they make, as long as it's, not doing drugs and driving and drinking and that thing, whatever rational, reasonable sort of decision that they're going to make, they're going to be fine. And guess what? Even if they do screw up drinking and whatever, it's still a safe place and they're likely to get the help they're going to need. So, like, everybody just
chill.
Take a breath. It's all going to be fine.
Could you imagine being that fourth sister going through Rush?
No.
I mean, her mama would have had to get a license tag that said 4K, 3KDs and a fine you. I mean, like, what?
Right.
I mean,
that's
think
another
just in
good point.
General.
That's another good point. If you make that your identity, then you're putting undue stress on kids.
And can we just, like, not put our children's names on their car tags in general? Like, I had a student one time when I was back in the dark ages when I was teaching school, his mama put his name on her car tag. Like, he's not that special. He wasn't that special. He wasn't.
I don't get a personalized car tag anyway.
No. Just give me what I'm supposed to get.
Yeah.
It's fine.
In lighter hot takes, peaches are for breakfast or dessert.
Yeah.
I don't want a peach and tomato salad.
Oh.
I don't. I might could be okay if you put a little peach in an arugula
Yes.
situation.
I was about to say.
I don't love it, but I'm okay with it. I'm not going to boycott it. But I don't give me my tomatoes and
Yeah.
my. And while we're on a hot take, why is burrata either the best thing you've ever put in your mouth or hot garbage?
We haven't done, it's been way too long since we've
And
done
how do you
this.
know what it's going to be?
You
Like, it's
don't.
almost not worth it because you don't know when it's going to be hot garbage. And if it's hot garbage, then
It's,
you wasted $14 on the
yeah.
cheese. And that just really gripes my ass.
Yep.
I might have had some bad burrata. But it was only with tomatoes because peaches are for dessert or
See,
breakfast.
I do like a peach.
Don't give it to me in a pork chop. No, ma'am.
No, well, not even like jam.
Yep.
Oh, okay. See, I'll do that. I'm a little more adventurous with the peaches, I guess. Because that spice,
I
you
like a
know.
sweet and salty dessert. Do
But
not like a
not.
sweet and salty entree.
So let me tell you, I did, and I think I might have talked about it on here. You know, I ordered for us that trifecta of Pearson Farm jams and jellies. And the spice peach jam is an excellent marinade mixed with Dijon mustard on a pork chop, I think.
Now,
You
see,
would reject that.
that I might be okay with
I wouldn't do
the
just the
marinade
peaches. Yeah. Yep.
with a lot of Dijon mustard.
Yes.
Like that, okay.
Because it
Like
had the
that might be
spice, it
good.
wasn't just sweet. It had the
Right.
spice with it and the peaches and the Dijon.
Yeah, don't give me a compote with my pork chop. I don't want it. And
I love hot take, Mandy.
when I throw it away, I'm going to be throwing it away in a garbage can. If it's in my house, my trash bag is not going to have those ties that you pull up. It is going to have flaps because this is
What?
my final hot take is the flap trash bags are far superior to the
Oh.
tie trash bags.
So I'm bougie and have a simple human trash can with
Well, it doesn't tie that shit up for you and take it to the garbage.
matching trash bags. So the size perfectly fits the can.
That's
And
not,
the
but
only kind that they sell that
are the ties?
perfectly fits the can.
You know, I'm gonna have to get a new trash bag because those are inferior trash bags.
Okay.
Cannot overstuff it. If you
Okay.
overstuff it, it just rips and you can't get it close. If you've got a flap, you can fill that sucker way fuller and then tie it up and you're not like dumping your garbage. Because listen, I have to take my garbage a long way. It's a journey.
Yeah, me too.
And
It's
I
behind
bag
the
it
church.
up.
Yeah.
Girl, I got to go down the hall and down the stairs and around the building. Like, no,
Yeah.
there's not a competition here. I have to take it a lot farther than you do. And
I will clock it in my car.
okay.
I'm
I
just
think you should. Yeah, it just is better. So, those are my hot takes.
I'm here for it. I love Angry Mandy so much.
Will tell y'all that when I came back from choir practice last night, there was a guy back in his gigantic Sprinter van into a parking place. And I had to wait on him. And what I refrained from doing, I wanted to do it. Like, I can't even tell you the visceral reaction I wanted to have was to just lay on my horn. And I didn't do it. And y'all can send me a medal. Thank you.
I will. And let me tell you what happened. So I told you we stayed at some condos, and there was somebody at our condos from Missouri, and they
But they
had
pronounce it Missouri.
Missouri, and they had backed in to their parking place. And I was sitting in the back of the car. You know, when you go on a trip like that, you end up in a seat. So my seat was passenger side back seat, which is where their mirror was. And every time I got out of the car, I pushed their mirror in for them. If you're going to be an asshat and back in, at least pull your mirrors in so the person getting out of the back seat doesn't have to wiggle out of the back seat trying to avoid hitting your mirror.
People.
Asshats. But I thought about you. I was like, where is Mandy when I need her to cuss somebody out about parking backward?
Don't ever actually cuss people out. I just think
I
real
don't
hard.
either. I was cussing them, but they weren't standing there.
I do that a lot.
But I did passive aggressively close their mirror into their car
Good job.
every time.
So I heard today, was just listening to a podcast with the guy who's going to be calling the women's and men's basketball games. And when they were introducing him on the podcast, the host said, "We are 10 days."
I think we're eight.
So it's fewer now because
It's
they
8 days,
recorded
I think. Yeah.
from opening ceremonies, y'all.
I'm so excited.
I will say that on this podcast, the guy who's called, I can't remember his name. He's like 27 years old and he's
Oh,
already
Lord.
like called all the sports. Anyway,
We're old.
he graduated from college in 2019.
Shut up. That
Anyway,
makes my heart hurt.
just crazy. So, he was talking about how good the competition is for men's basketball.
Yeah.
But he and D Wade, whom I
Yeah.
love Dwayne Wade.
I do too. It'll be fun.
They're going to be calling the game, so I'm excited about that. But it sounds like it's going to be big time competition for the men.
So one thing that I saw the other day that I haven't put on here. And in fact, I think I saw it today on the way home. I was scrolling through stuff. I think there's a whole fleet of golden retrievers, because the women's soccer, there were two of
Yeah,
them. And
I saw that.
if we can get a gaggle of golden retrievers intermingled with our sports and our stories, I mean, I'm not sure I can get any happier.
Life would be really good. Did you see that the ones that were with the soccer team, they know the hug command?
I know.
They hug each other.
They hug each other.
The dogs hug each other. Stop it.
Stop it. It's amazing. I think every sport should have a golden retriever that goes with them.
For sure.
It was so cute. So cute. So we have 8 days as of today. We're recording a day late because I was, of course, tromping around Pigeon Forge.
She's blowing bubbles.
Was watching people blowing bubbles and clapping for them.
Boy.
Anyway, so to yesterday, have you watched it yet? I'm gonna watch it today, after I write my sermon. Have you watched Simone yet on Netflix?
Now, remember, I suspended my
Oh,
net.
I didn't know if you came back to the fold. No. Well, I'm gonna watch it today, so I'll report back next week. But I've seen some clips of it, and the husband is featured, and he does seem to be saying more supportive things.
Okay, good.
So we don't have to like hunt him down. So that's good. So I'm going to
It's
be
really not
watching
up to
that.
us. It's really up to Simone.
Yep.
That's all that matters.
And then I texted you about this other thing that I saw, Mandy, the other day. And maybe it's because I like to think I'm a graceful gymnast or downhill skier or bubble blower or whatever, that I'm full of grace and beauty, but I'm not. They have been taking the torch all around Paris, and they have had an open flame in the Louvre and all these, like, in front of these famous paintings.
It's because you've seen enough acolytes lighting candles. That's why it made
Yes.
me nervous.
Yes. And I have said to enough acolytes, don't do whatever you do, don't light the ribbons on fire.
That's what
I
it
was
is.
so nervous.
That's why you have. That's why it makes you nervous because you've
I
seen
was
a
triggered.
gabillion acolytes. Yeah. Yeah, that's what it
And
is.
I would not, I mean, that's a brave soul, I think, anyway, to march the flame through the Louvre. Would you do
Yeah.
it? Okay. Well, you're more graceful than I am. I would
About that.
fall and throw it accidentally on the Mona Lisa and I'd be dead. I don't know. It would just not go well if I tried to do that. The other thing that I've seen a lot of lately, and I don't know if you've seen it. So if you haven't, I don't want to spoil it, but have you seen the other country's outfits yet?
No.
Okay, well, I will not be spoiling it. There's some amazing ones, and then there's some really stupid ones.
Well, you know, that's how it is.
And I'm gonna, well, we'll just see what you think about. We'll see. We'll see. We're gonna come back around to see what your favorite is. I already have a favorite. It is not the US.
Okay.
So, all right. Well, after the opening ceremonies, that'll be one of our topics is outfits. Now, look, if that home slice from Tonga doesn't show up, I'm gonna be very, very, very disappointed.
Listen.
Because he will always be my favorite.
For sure. He always has the best outfit.
Glistened, which is minimal.
He's
Minimal.
probably a different he. We're just horrible people that we're like, it's the same one every time
I
because
think
all
it is the
we care
same
about
guy, but I don't
is he
know.
is ripped and
Woo.
slicked down.
Bring it on. God bless Tonga.
Oh boy.
Oh,
All
so
right, Katie,
anyway,
we'll talk
there
to
we
us
go.
about your food.
So my food this week, of course, I haven't been cooking a whole lot, because I've been gone, but I have some ideas of what I'm gonna cook for the opening ceremonies meal, and really for the first weeks. I've got some things I may make. And so I thought I would share them. So the first French food that I love so much, but it's very rich, is a croque madame. And I prefer the madame as opposed to the monsieur because I love a runny egg yolk. And so it's really just a fancy ham and cheese sandwich with a bechamel sauce on it and a fried egg. And it's delicious. So I may make croque madame sandwiches for breakfast next week or the first week of the Olympics, or just make them for fun. I don't know. And then the next thing is something I found at Trader Joe's that I think for the actual opening ceremonies meal, I'm going to do a pork tenderloin or a piece of chicken and marinate it in this French vinaigrette salad dressing with shallots, but add some of that Dijon mustard. Because mustard's in everything over there, that Dijon. So I may make my own little version of a marinade with that, starting with that as the base. So if you've got a Trader Joe's in your area, it looks really good. So I'm excited to try that.
Nice.
And then the other thing I found, and I don't know if I'll do Lorraine, especially if I'm doing croque madames, but I love a quiche. And, we're also speaking all of our protein. So it's got a bunch of eggs in it. So there we go. But Smitten Kitchen has just a basic quiche Lorraine. If you don't have a good basic quiche recipe, you can switch out the ham for whatever other things you want. It can be veggies. It can be, I love a good mushroom and asparagus quiche, some good cheese, but it's really about the base of the quiche. So I thought, since we love Smitten Kitchen so much, I trusted her recipe for a quiche.
Nice. Good.
But those are just some of my options.
It's nice. I need to go. I was thinking today I need to like make sure I've got all the big things on my schedule, on my calendar, so I won't be double booking myself.
Yes, that's the other thing. I think maybe you and I can talk too about our schedule for that because the TV schedule is out. So we, what is going to be? So I was taught, somebody's asking me this very question this week. And sometimes they double show stuff. So it's good to go look and see what they're doing in prime time. And do you want to wait to prime time so you can watch something else during the day? So there's a strategery around how you do this effectively.
And
And
I hate an Olympic spoiler.
that's the other thing I was talking about. Like, don't spoil it. Don't you do it.
So,
I hope
yeah.
NBC's gotten better with that.
It's gonna be hard because they're what? Eight, seven,
Yeah,
eight hours ahead
ahead.
of me.
Yeah. That's what I'm really looking forward to being back in this hemisphere for LA. So,
Yeah.
but the if you, I mean, if you look, it's all online. You can find it a thousand different places, but I've seen a lot of the venues in my feed. They're beautiful. They're doing the like taekwondo and fencing in a really, really pretty building inside the building. Beach volleyball is with the view of the Eiffel Tower. So it's going to be really gorgeous. And if
No.
nothing else, it'll be really pretty. So I'm very, very excited. So start getting your menus ready. I'm sure we'll talk more about that next week. And what all our plans are going to be and what we're going to do and how excited we're going to be and how you can join us and all that. So Mandy, I haven't had it. Normally I look ahead and get all things done, but I haven't had a chance to look yet at your favorite. So I can't wait to see what you found for us this week.
Well, the first one is an Instagram account that my friend Kelly told me about when we were in Chicago. It's called Cooking with Levi, and it is the cutest little kid named Levi,
I love that kid.
whose dad is a chef.
Yes.
So his dad makes all these really chefy sort of creations, and Levi eats them, and it is just the cutest thing you've ever seen.
Is the most grown 3-year-old I think I've ever in my life seen.
Just loves food, is all about it.
He is
It's so fun.
a gourmet, and as he's gotten older, I've been following him on TikTok for a while. As he's gotten older, he started doing more of the recipes with his dad. Before, he was
Yeah.
just sitting in his high chair eating whatever his dad put in front of him, like these gourmet meals with chopsticks and forks, like fully an adult in a high chair. But now he's cooking more with his dad as he's getting older, and it's precious.
I think the one that made me be like, I need to share this is like he took a bite and he just got the cold shivers.
Yes,
It
I know.
was so good. He just shivered all over.
He's
It was
so
great.
cute.
But yeah, so it's just a fun little happy
Yeah.
anytime they post something, it'll make you smile.
Yes, it will.
The second thing are some J.Crew factory tank tops. And I
Okay.
ordered two. They're currently, last time I looked, they were on sale for $12.50.
Love it.
But they're just great. They're ribbed and they're thick, which I'm typically like, it's summer and I don't want ribbed and thick, but I like them. They're high neck. I did size up because they're like fitted and I don't want them fitted
Correct.
necessarily. But they're just great. And they're $12, so check those out. And then I've got a couple of Substacks I wanted to recommend. Alice Bradley,
I just followed.
I think hers is called The Fainting Couch. So Alice Bradley, back in the blogging days, she had a blog called Fin Slippy, and she is just one of those writers. It just will make you laugh. She's just a beautiful, beautiful writer, and she's hysterical. She now works like as a consultant with authors to help them get their books to an agent to look at. She helps them sort of refine their first draft so they can get a look at it. So she's obviously an excellent writer, but she's also just hysterical.
Love that.
So Alice Bradley's The Fainting Couch. And then the second one was recommended by Holly Burns, whose Substack I previously recommended. And Holly recommended this one this week. It's Amy Melissa Estes, and it's called Reading, Writing, Ranting, something. I can't remember what the
I just
fourth
pulled
word
it
is.
up. Hold on. You know, I just follow. Oh, anytime I'm quiet, it's because I'm pulling up everything that Mandy tells me to do.
But so every week she talks about something she's reading, something she's writing, and then she'll have a little rant about something, and then a recommendation maybe is what the other R is.
That sounds exactly like us.
Yeah. And so, but she's great. It's fun. And I went back, like I read one and I was like, I'm gonna keep reading. So I kept going back. She's an English teacher. He's also a writer and lives in California. So it's just a fun little glimpse.
Yeah, I love that.
So yeah, there you go.
Well,
So
those are
what's going on
great.
this week, Katie?
Well, this week, I think I have a dentist appointment, so that means I got to drive to Macon, which I don't love, but I kept all my doctors down there because I don't know where I'm going to land eventually. But I love my dentist, so that's not a problem. But anyway, so I got to do that. Don't be shocked, but I'll be writing. I'll be visiting the old people. And just another regular week and preparing my spirit, letting the Olympic flame inside my heart be ignited.
We started choir practice back last night. It's the first time I've been in a long time. But we were working on our call to worship, and it's, I don't even know what you, is it Tenebrae?
Yeah.
Is that sort of like the meditative, almost
Yeah.
chant-like? Is that what
Tenebrae.
it is? Okay. So apparently, our choir director was real big in Tenebrae. He said,
Okay.
brought you ecumenical. You'll really like this. Like,
I
so
love a Tenebrae service.
I know that we have some clergy people that listen. I know that will mean more to y'all than it did to me. But anyway,
Yep.
he went somewhere, I don't even know where, somewhere overseas and
Out in the
trained
world.
somewhere out of it was not Dolly World.
Does he know how to blow a bubble with smoke?
but he trained over there. Anyway, why did I start telling the story?
I don't know. You went better choir practice, call to worship, Tenebrae. You hadn't been in a while. What you're doing next week?
What do you say? Oh, it came back. Thank you. So anyway, he is also in the middle. Welcome to 50. He
Yeah.
is also in the middle of his ordination
Oh,
paperwork.
all
And
right.
so somebody asked him, like he said something about how this had meant a lot to him, whatever, whatever. And so somebody asked him for more. And so he sort of gave this whole spiel about how he went over there and he wasn't sure. He thought he might stay. He thought he might never come back. And he was like, I really wish. And he said, you know, so a lot of this is meditative, a meditative style of worship. He said, but it's also over there, it's really emotional and joyful and exuberant. And he was like, it, he was having lunch with some of, and I don't know where he was, but whoever was leading wherever he was. He was having lunch with some of them, and he said, I mean, I just wish that everybody could sort of experience the joy of this kind of worship. And one of them looked at him and said, well, Darren. And he was like, oh, that's what I'm supposed to do with
That's
my
your
life,
job there, buddy.
is go back and share it. So, but anyway, and then he was like, and thank y'all for letting me practice my ordination
Ordination paperwork.
paperwork speech.
I love it.
Made me think of you. So,
Yeah, there we go. We are in the weeds together.
yep.
Yeah.
But yeah, I'll be here. I don't think I'm going anywhere next week.
Is anything lighting your fire to for your Olympic flame?
Not yet.
Okay.
No.
Well, by next week, next Friday, we will be you will the podcast will come out, but that's when the opening ceremonies is. So by next Friday, Mandy and I will let y'all know what our plans are for this platform. There will be, let me tell you what there will be. I know there will be a snarky text chain. I don't know if we can share it out in the world,
No, we can't.
but some of it needs to stay.
Listen, if this past week has taught us anything, it is that people need to have their private text chains. And there are some things and thoughts that
That
you
needs
should just share on your private text chain.
stay inside.
You should not put them out onto the social medias.
No, you should not.
Yeah. And we all knew that already, that this week has certainly
It has proved it.
highlighted that that is the case in a large way. Why are you rubbing your ear, Katie?
I say that, oh, I didn't mean, I was really itching it. I've been shot. No, I have not been. I'm just kidding. I feel the same way about people that are going through a divorce or a breakup. Stay off the social media in a crisis.
And if you don't have friends who will tell you that,
We will.
call us.
They'll do it. If you feel led to get all worked up about something on the book of face, it's time to delete the app for a minute.
Just go bang your head against a wall because that
That'll
is
do the same thing.
just as productive. And yes, I tell myself that 14 times a day.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Yep. Indeed. My friends list is a little bit shorter.
I will say, I was really shocked, and I don't know because I've talked to other people since, but not one single person, it's not true, two people on all my social media platforms, two people posted about it, and that was it. And I was like, have I done, because I don't delete people over political stuff. I'll
No, I
delete
usually
somebody over
don't.
hateful and racist,
Yeah.
and I'll delete somebody for that,
Yeah.
but I don't delete them for just political stuff. And so
Not
I just was
usually.
like, is my algorithm such that I'm not seeing it, or are people really not posting about it? But my people were not posting about it, which gives me hope in the world because we need to be focusing on other things.
Yeah,
So
we do. There are
that's
lots of
great.
other things to be worried about.
So
Indeed.
all I have to say about that.
Done.
Hope y'all have a lovely week
Have a great week,
and
everyone.
focus on something other than politics.
Go find some bubbles.
I mean, really, climb yourself into a bubble.
I'm telling you, he took like a hula hoop and put it over the people, and it was a whole bubble. They
Listen,
were in a bubble.
hula hoop and a bubble. Who would not want to spend some time there right
Great.
now?
It was great.
Go forth and bubble.
Go for the bubble.